regular starter and see Mo step up in the way that he did tonight, what was that like to did you see, especially like his offensive game go off?
Yeah, Mo's been huge for us all year. For him to come in and do his role, a guy that's super versatile on the defensive end, he switched 1-5. He's been shooting the ball really well. He's a really talented player, and I think his ceiling is something that no one can really predict. And I'm excited to see where he can get to.
Ace, are you part of the breakfast club with Mo?
Oh yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little about that and how that's helped you guys?
Yeah, it's just it's really good for us to get in early, get the shots up going against the coaching staff, and it's just all about getting reps.
How has that kind of helped you get to this point of being able to contribute in a game like this?
Yeah, I'm a gym rat. I always stay in the gym. Always put in the extra work, and just show tonight it's the next man up, and I had an opportunity, and it just feels great that my teammates and my coaching staff has confidence in me.
And Dyson, I was curious, what was your reaction when Mo dropped in that floater on the first trip?
That's something he's been working on. So for him to get that floater going, something that I think he should be shooting more of it. If I dump it off to him and he's gonna shoot that floater, I'm very happy.
Dyson, for you, 13 assists. I know that's a career high for you. I'm just curious, how do you feel like that has kind of developed over your 2 years here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I think I think just trying to get 2 feet in the paint, find my teammates. A big emphasis for us before the game was to have eyes out and shoot the ball. So got my eyes out. My teammates, the A's, come in and made some big shots. I was making shots key. Like everyone really stepped up today. So. I just try to be aggressive, get in the paint, and then find my teammates.
Dyson, up to your left, man. Apologies if this has already been brought up, but like the fact that you had to take on that defender role, primarily on Luka, as well as take on a role that you haven't been in a whole lot this season, as far as like facilitating the offense, starting plays. How did you have the energy to do that? Second night of back-to-back, and How did your teammates, especially with Asa, like get you through knowing that the Lakers had these 2 days off and y'all had to play on second night back to back?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to do with the game plan. When you come in and play a team like this, a guy like Luka who's been on the tail, I think he's averaging like 40 or something like that. So it's about our team game plan. My job is to make it tough for him, do the right things, force him over screens. My teammates are there for the rotations, being up and trapping in and stuff like that. And then for us, Luka can hurt you by finding the bigs, finding the corners. And I thought we were really good with our rotations today and flying around. But on the retired part, I think that's more mental. The Lakers aren't a very fast team. They don't play up and down, so I was able to, I wasn't in defensive transition as much. But I think the retired part's a lot more mental on back-to-back than it is physical.
This question is for Dyson. Dyson, just first of all, how many people have told you look like Michael B. Jordan?
No, but that's I'll take it, man. I was a good looking dude. I've never heard that one.
Okay, but basketball related, I did ask you the other day at practice about turnovers. You guys only had 11 turnovers tonight. Just what you said when you specifically turn the ball over is because you're getting in the paint and then you're kind of not knowing what to do. Just how were you able to work on that, and how was the team able to keep the turnovers down?
Yeah, I mean, when we get in the paint, we're on above 2 feet. Turnovers should come when you leave your feet and then you try to find an option, and it's not there. That's when you get the turnovers. So playing off 2 feet, guys are getting open, they're moving off the ball, they'll cut and they'll sneak and slide in the corner. So when you're doing that, the passes become more available and they're easier to hit. And we did that really well tonight.
Hey, so for you, you had a couple of tough buckets tonight playing through contact. How do you feel like since you came into the league, you've gotten a little bit stronger to be able to play through that?
Yeah, I feel like UGA prepared me for that as well. The SEC is an extremely physical league, and just coming in, growing into my grown man body, and with the strength conditioning coaches, just really helped me. And also player development that we have here you know, it's really good. Like I said earlier, the Breakfast Club, you know, playing off 2 feet, you know, playing with the bump, you know, just something that I'm trying to add to my game.
AC, you had 4 steals tonight in the first half. How do you have that knack to kind of get in the passing lanes or even on the ball and also take it all the way for a fast break bucket?
Yeah, I've just been watching a lot of Dyson Daniels.
Yeah, my room well.
Yeah, just been watching Dyson a lot, but also just being in the right spots, you know, on the defensive side, you know, just being that free safety in the back, and you know, just having active hands.
Thanks.